This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2777. You don't control the outcomes of your life, principles do, by Benjamin Hardy of benjaminhardy.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. And without further ado, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. You don't control the outcomes of your life, principles do. By Benjamin Hardy of benjaminhardy.com. You don't control the outcomes of your life. You don't control how other people will respond to you. You don't control your health. You don't control how much money you make. Principles control these things. Said Dr. Stephen R. Covey, quote, "We control our actions, but the consequences that flow from those actions are controlled by principles," end quote. If you consistently put unhealthy foods in your body will become unhealthy. Your body is a natural system governed by principles. If you don't pay the price to develop your mind with consistent learning, your mind will become dull and unclear. Your mind is a natural system governed by principles. In his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Dr. Stephen Covey defines a principle as, quote, "a natural law like gravity. It's different than a value. Values are subjective. Principles are objective. Gravity, if you drop something, gravity controls," end quote. Most people cram for tests while in college, but can you cram if you're a farmer? Can you forget to plant in the spring, slack off all summer, and then work hard during the fall? Of course not. A farm is a natural system governed by principles. So are you. The law of the harvest is always in effect. What you plant, you must harvest. Furthermore, what you plant consistently over time eventually yields a compounded or exponential harvest. You often don't experience the consequences of your actions immediately, which can be deceiving. If you smoked one cigarette, you probably wouldn't get cancer. If you spent $10 on coffee just one day, it probably wouldn't affect your financial life. However, over time, these habits have drastic outcomes. It turns out $10 daily over 50 years at 5% compounding interest becomes $816,000. Your coffee habit may really be costing you. Given the choice, which would you rather have? $1 million in your pocket right now or a penny that doubles in value for 31 days? Most people would choose the million. However, the doubling penny actually ends up being $10.7 million. Yet the majority of the growth happens at the very end, and most people aren't patient enough for the big return. The live for the moment culture of today stops people from investing. Here's where the notion of overnight success comes from. Anything on an exponential curve looks small at the beginning. When you first start a habit, the effects are minor. However, over time, they become major. Thus, out of nowhere, someone emerges onto the scene. What you didn't see were the years of consistent preparation that got them there. Principles govern. The same holds true of the reverse. Obesity, debt, identity, confusion, broken marriages. These things are governed by principles, the compounded effect of daily decisions. Small things become big things, always. Your entire life is preparation. It is for this reason that everything you do matters. Principles like gravity are in control. You can't escape them. The people you spend your time with, the way you save or spend your money, the things you put in your body, the information you put in your head. Garbage in, garbage out. Quality in, quality out. You control your behavior, principles control the outcomes. Although this may be terrifying to some, I find this reality to be completely liberating. The challenge, learn and apply correct principles. Although you don't control the outcomes, you can become adept at predicting the outcomes of your behavior. In this way, you are the designer of your destiny. You choose the effect governing principles will have on you. Do what is right, let the consequence follow. If you cultivate amazing daily habits, you can be assured a fruitful harvest. If you read good books every day, over time you'll experience exponential changes in the way you think. If you go to bed and rise early every day, over time you'll experience exponential changes in your energy levels. If you eat healthy and exercise every day, over time you'll experience exponential changes in your body. If you plant big dreams and do the work toward them daily, over time you will experience exponential progress toward your dreams. If you're thoughtful and kind in your relationships daily, over time, you'll have incredible relationships. Consistency is the key. According to the second law of thermodynamics, a natural tendency of any isolated system is to degenerate into a more disordered state. Thus, if you don't maintain and continue to improve, you will naturally be in a state of decline. An unattended garden will always grow weeds. Likewise, your natural tendency is to atrophy and die physically, spiritually, financially, and in every other way. Who you are at this present moment is the product of principles in action. Are you getting better? Are you in a state of decay, or are you paying the price to improve? Did you work harder today than you did yesterday? Did you focus better or worse? Did you eat healthier? Were you more kind and considerate? Is the fire burning within you, your why, brighter and bigger, or dimmer and smaller? Without being conscious and purposeful about these things, you will naturally decline. Every day is practice. Everything you do is training. Every area of your life affects every other area of your life. When you begin making improvements in one area, all other areas will be affected. Today is practice. Right now, you're training. Everything is training. You just listened to the post titled, "You Don't Control the Outcomes of Your Life, Principles Do," by Benjamin Hardy of BenjaminHardy.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Benjamin. I can't argue with any of this. I feel like the biggest things I've done or that had the largest positive influence in my life followed this general idea of principles and the compounding effect. Committing to release one podcast episode a day was ambitious, to say the least, back in 2015. I didn't really know what I was getting into at the time. It sounded easy enough, but now I see why so many newer podcasters try and then fail. I was lucky in that I had some different odd skill sets from over the years that worked well for this podcast industry, but also the time to make it happen, combined with the drive to continue releasing an episode every day. This compounded over time, and after a year, finally started to become a break-even project instead of a loss every day. But this field, entrepreneurship, ideas, creating value from nothing, craftsmanship, it's always interested me. It's always had an element of fun to it. Whereas, I don't know, eating healthy and exercising don't come as naturally to me. And those are even more important. So for me, it's about finding those principles that I actually can stick to, combining them with what's enjoyable so that they actually do last. Because as he said, everything comes down to consistency. Maybe for you, fitness is fun, but maybe not money management or another area that's just as important. So is there a way to keep those principles a bit more fun and easier to stick to? Well, hopefully our podcast can help with that. If you didn't know, we have a bunch of shows where we read articles to you covering different topics like health and finance also. You can find the other podcasts by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And I'm actually going to feature one of the other shows in just a second with our weekly bonus episode that I do every Sunday. So please stick around for that, and I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.